Please have a seat. And if there are any other children, yeah, please come on forward. Any other children who want to come forward? Come on up. All right. Good morning. Good morning. Say that again.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, what's the oldest thing you know? The very oldest thing you know about. What's that? I'm sorry, what? Pineapple? That's the oldest thing you know? You're older than most pineapples, aren't you? Come on up, yeah. What's the oldest thing you know, Bree? God, okay, all right. God, okay. Let's see, who else? What's the oldest thing you know about? Yeah?
Old cars.
Do you know? Do you know about a car? Do you know what year it is? Are you talking about a certain car? Do you know what year it is? Is it older than me? 1958 model. I want to show you a picture of a couple things that are really, really, really old. See this tree right here? That is called, I got to look at it again here, a bristlecone pine tree. These trees grow out in California and Nevada. Any guess how old that tree might be? You saw my little note there. You got good eyes. 5,000 years old. That goes back before the time of me and your mom and dad, and back before grandma and grandpa. This goes back before the time of Jesus. This goes back before the time of Moses. This goes back to when the children of Israel were living in Egypt. Wow! 5,000 years old and it's still living. Here's something else that's very, very old. Have you seen this before? What is that? The pyramids in Egypt. Do you know how old those are? Did you? How old? About, yes. Not quite as old as that pine tree that we saw, but very, very old. Just about the same age. 4,500 years. Do you know anything older than that? Or the bristlecone pine? Yeah? Mountains, maybe? What? Okay, really oldest, rustiest car you can think of is a little older. But you know what? I know something that's even older than the bristlecone pine and the pyramid. Do you know what it is? We heard about it in our reading today. Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? Earth itself is older. Well, yeah. But I'm going to read this Bible passage for you again, okay? You listen for what is really, really old, and also what's going to last longer than these pyramids and these trees, okay? It says, I saw an angel flying overhead and an eternal gospel to proclaim to all who dwell on the earth. The gospel. God's love for us. How far back does His love go for us? Forever. How long will God's love last into the future? Eternally. Is there anything older than the message that God has loved us? I want to show you how a man named Martin Luther, who lived a long time ago, but not nearly as long as the pine tree or it was not as old as the pyramid, but he showed his faith like this. Have you ever seen this before? Yeah, it's up there. Oopsie, we're going to get it on the screen if we can. There, and it's out on the window. This is how Luther talked about the gospel. Martin Luther, see the cross in the middle is black. Black is the color of our sins that he took to the cross for us. Red is the heart. A heart that has Jesus Christ in it is alive and well. Our hearts are alive because Jesus lives there and died for us. The white rose means the joy that we have. Flowers bring us joy, don't they? Well, that's the joy that we have because we have been saved by our Lord Jesus Christ. Blue is the hope that we have as we look forward to our home in the heavens one day. And the gold ring is eternity of life, where we are going to forever thank God for His love and for His gospel. So how old is the gospel? It's eternal, isn't it? His love for us is eternal. We are forgiven of our sins in Christ, and His love will never stop. So, I want to do a little something with you today. Why don't you stand up for me, because you can talk better when you stand. There's a psalm in the Bible, 116, where it keeps saying, His love endures forever. Can you say that for me? His love endures forever. How long does God's love last? His love endures forever. So we're going to make a little psalm here. You say that over and over again. Here we go. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Nice and loud. Longer live than the bristlecone pine. His love endures forever. Lasting longer than the pyramids of Egypt. His love endures forever. More durable than the tallest mountain. His love endures forever. More constant than the stars in the heavens. His love endures forever. More indestructible than my parents' love. His love endures forever, lasting even longer than the lives of my grandma and grandpa. His love endures forever. His gospel is eternal. His love endures forever. Let's pray. Thank you, God, that your gospel is forever. The good news of how you have loved us in Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for coming up. You may return to your seats as the congregation sings.